This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
How are you anyway? We'll get right to it. We're going to try to get as many calls as possible. As you know, leap year only happens once every 4 years.
Mm-hmm. So it's a very special day.
All callers show coming right up.
Uh-huh.
The goal's 300.
Right, 300.
If you're good, you'll get 1 minute on the air max. Mm-hmm. If you're not so good, we'll move on.
Right.
If you're really a problem, you talk to Rob. Before we get to calls, et cetera.
Et cetera.
We were right about Cowell.
And Simon, you know my mother, Connie, she pointed out something to me.
What did she point out?
She said she's been watching the show and she noticed you were doing something during the show.
I have no idea what it was.
What might it be, Ryan?
We have a couple of pictures from the last couple of shows. Let's pull up the first one.
Yeah.
It's that moose thing we were talking about, Buzz.
Moose. Yep.
He's no, channel. It is a, it's a code.
Let's see, what's the other one? Yeah, okay.
It's a code.
And is there one more?
Listen to that Paula laugh.
Yeah. So, hold up to my hand, Paula. Hold my hand.
Is it a language you're speaking
yes,
to someone
it's
else?
A secret code, Ryan, which I'll explain to you.
Explain it to us, Simon. Explain it.
He's there channeling. Is a gesture I could give you, but I won't.
Oh! I won't.
And, my God, I was within a nun's pube of getting the breakdown last night.
I said that to Carla. I said Don almost got his wish because when she turned away from the camera and started to, I really thought
She said, I don't think I can sing.
Right.
And then he gave her the ad that said, I'll give you the chance if you don't want to sing. And I was going,
let's
please.
Bring all the girls up. And then, of course, she triumphed because she belted it out at the end.
Yeah. Well, that's all I wanted to throw in. Anything you wanted to throw in?
I think that...
you're doing that moose thing, Mike.
It's a code. And I won't.
Rob Spiegelak wants you to know this.
What?
Barack Obama news.
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
True story.
Beaumont, Texas. Barack Obama scolded a mainly African-American crowd in Texas and was cheered for his word. Words. Mm-hmm. The Illinois senator said parents need to shape up, turn off the TV, and stop feeding their children Popeyes for breakfast.
Oh!
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. Rob, every day, scouring every news source to find information, dirt information on Barack Obama.
from the Triple N Network.
Mostly, get out and vote.
Yes, that's get right. out and vote.
The Absolutely. Nazi News Network. And now, sing our names.
The Don and Mike Show.
And here we go.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Shep.
Rock on, brother.
Rock on, brother. What do you got to say, Regis?
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to you and 14 other people like you.
Hey. Horny Regis.
It's wild, isn't it?
It's wild. What do you call that, Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Anal. Oh, she likes.
Let's get right to it, Mike.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Not a lot of usual fanfare.
Well, hi, everybody.
No time.
Welcome back to the show.
We'll just kind of fade out. Deborah Harry, and let's
the Eager Beavers will be on the line here.
Let's get a word from the next president of the United States to start the show.
My fellow Americans, I pose this simple question to you. Are you better off now than you were when this disappointing show began?
Thank you, Hill. Note the time. 3:03 on the East Coast. It only happens once every 4 years. It's the leap year all-caller show.
Love this music.
This year's Don and Mike all-caller show is dedicated to the memory of Chris Corr. And now let's start.
Safe home, Chris.
Start by taking phone calls.
Number one.
And turn off the music. That makes it sound better than it really should be.
All right, are we ready to dive in? Do you have your scuba fins on?
Got them.
We got the masks. We got the goggles. Did you spit inside your diving mask?
This is not going to be like the polar dive. This is going to be good.
Yeah.
This is going to be good, like we're on a tropical island swimming with friends.
Really, oh, you mean we're going to be like snorkeling?
Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be lovely. Lovely tropical fish. Where'd you get that impression?
I'm lying to myself.
Very good.
I'm actually in response to yesterday, I'm doing the opposite. Instead of lowering expectations, I'm heightening my expectations.
You're raising expectations.
Yeah,
okay. That's okay.
These calls will be
I
great.
Will lower them.
Good. Someone should.
And here
First call, are you ready? I know we're starting right now.
Hi.
We'll suck.
Hey, radio gods, I tell you, Frank Caliendo should kiss your feet every time he comes on the radio with you because you don't make him do the dog and pony show. I heard him this morning doing Caliendo squares with Dish Network TV commercials.
You know, we've actually noticed some of Frank's print work in some of his print ads in
USA
Today.
Some of it's just Frank. Some of it's George Bush. Some of it is Jack Nicholson.
And sometimes
Al Pacino.
And I'll be the first to say it, bless his heart, he doesn't really look like Al Pacino in the ad. It looks like Frank Caliendo wearing a suit that maybe Al Pacino would wear.
Right. And a wild wig.
And he did 8 different voices, and he was himself. I was so embarrassed for him. God love him.
Well, he's a hard-working man, and he's a talented impressionist.
He's really nice. He's a nice guy. He's a nice whore. And isn't that really what you want?
Feeding his kids.
Out of your whore. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing
you
about...
You want a nice whore.
That's the thing about Frank. He comes on this show. He goes on every other show in America. Pushes it, sells it, whores it. Mm-hmm.
What is a whore supposed to do for a very
Time.
Brief...
Oh.
Well, we can't... Oh, I can answer, because I can talk. What does a whore do but make you feel loved for a brief amount of time?
For money.
There, I just wanted to say that.
For money or for products. Right. In this case being, you know, for promotional consideration.
For barter. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Promotional consideration, courtesy of Frank Caliendo's Bordello.
Uber whore.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Like these two truck and balloon heads over here. They're going to try to bang us out of $250,000. Yeah, right. I'm sure.
So grab a piece of the excitement. It's the all-caller show. You're not guaranteed to stay on for 60 seconds.
Right.
But unless you're a total ass, we won't dismiss you right away.
No need.
And then sometimes we just have bonus time left over. And that's how, to the guy who called yesterday and said,
mathematically, you're only on for, 2 hours. And you couldn't get,
well, that's how you get to 300 calls.
In 10 seconds.
See? Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Radio gods, how you guys doing today?
But each one of these has the potential to go the full 60.
Oh, sure.
Now, the all-caller format today, will we be interacting with the callers?
If we so choose.
Because in the past, we haven't.
There's a...
It depends what your whim is, my lord, my lady.
Well, I think at some point, we simply hit the button, and they, occasionally they even talk amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm. A little early to pull out a trick play, isn't it?
Well, it's not a trick play. It's just the way we did it last. It's
in the book.
I know, but I know it's in the book, but it's not in our first 15 plays, Bill Walsh.
It was last time.
No, it wasn't. The last time we did it, we didn't have people go after each other right away.
No, not go after each other, but we didn't talk to them.
And that's why we don't do it like that anymore.
I was just mentioning the last all-callers show. No,
we did one since then.
We did one since then?
We did one, or did we try one, and was it aborted?
We might have had something come up where we had to abort it.
The last time we did a pure caller show, abortion at about 48 minutes.
All right.
And you're thinking back to the one when we were still on in New York where, we didn't say anything, and all we did was have caller, and it was awful.
It's terrible.
we had to abort.
Oh, we've taken all the callers' time.
Oh, well. Are you there?
Yeah, radio gods.
Right. Hope you liked it. Hi, Don and Mike Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
I am pissed.
But, Mike, the rules on this show are as gelatinous as Buzz's vocal cords.
after a bout with Metamucil.
Anything. Right. It's like Silly Putty.
Right.
It's like Fidel and his brother
Raul.
Anything you want. It's our dictatorship.
Right. Yeah. I watched a little of Havana today with the very talented Robert Redford. 1990s Havana.
The movie?
Yeah. I think it's Lena Olin. Is that the name
of the
Swedish actress? She's hot.
Yeah.
I mean, she was hot in 1990.
Swedish.
Was there no billiards on TV?
There's nothing on. How often can you watch The View? You know, at a certain point, I get viewed out.
I don't know about you. Every day, Mike. We'll be tacular.
The View.
Hello? Hello?
It's you. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I'm calling you close to the van, actually. It was announced today, I don't know if this is true, but the station you're on down here in South Florida is going all sports, and we're losing you, and I'm pissed.
Okay, well, you know, this happens all the time in the radio business. You know,
deal with it.
We're on the
web. What can we say? Appreciate it. Thanks much, Lee. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, your main man, Scott Shannon, was on Smooth Jazz 105.9, the first voice on the radio at 3 o'clock.
You know why? I'll tell you why. They must be they must be running his automated oldies format.
The greatest hits of all time.
Oh, my God.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
It was just as animated as ever.
Now, a station here in D.C. just changed their format.
Wow. Yeah, later, buddy.
Adult 65 to 90.
Yeah. And I mean, we're talking real oldies, right?
Our friend Scott Shannon has this oldies channel that he runs out of his basement where he plays like Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Right.
That type of you know, rock and
like
roll.
Like American Graffiti
Greaser
oldies.
Stuff.
Yeah. And, of course, an old record promoter friend of yours can appreciate this.
Mark Weiss.
You got it, baby.
Mark Weiss from Pushy Jew Records. When is his time up, Robbie?
Hey, great
time.
And there he goes.
Gone.
Time.
Mark Weiss.
He was a guy who was a Pushy Jew. Well, that's why he got so many. I say that with love. He was a record promoter back when I was a music director, and he would do almost anything to get a song
you
played.
You say it out of complete love.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi there.
Like I say, we'll miss you that you're leaving and everything.
Right.
And is it possible I can give out a shout-out to my brother-in-law who came onto your show and give him a happy
birthday?
Hey,
it's your 60 seconds.
Sure, go ahead.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Zach. Happy birthday.
As of this moment, your head is still there. We've not chopped it off yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Anything? Right. What can you tell us about Zach?
Well, Zach was on your show with the burner show, you know, taking the dump and trying to get the dump off.
I can't understand what he's saying. His phone's dropping out all over the place.
Was it something about a BM show?
I have no idea. I'm just playing along because I couldn't understand him. Buzz
was pretending to understand him with his phone going.
And is somebody counting these calls?
Yes.
Thank ye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
We're already at 200.
Welcome to the magic that is the All Caller Show.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, can I plug my environmentally friendly website and company?
I don't think so.
No, that's we do that. That's all we'll be doing today.
Oh, come on. I just asked.
No, oh, come on. No.
No, you asked politely and we answered politely.
No, you asked politely and we said we can.
No commercial plugs.
Now piss off. James Earl Jones shut that door in your face.
Piss off. And that's how you lose your time.
Right.
Yes.
By arguing with the host.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All Caller Show.
Does Crystal Coons annoy you as much as she annoys me?
How much does she annoy you? We'd have to know that first.
Crystal Coons is a real-life lady who does ads for a car dealership, right?
Yeah.
Right. She's not my favorite, Crystal.
How much does she annoy you?
I like Judith's sister.
Crystal, she really?
Crystal Light.
Not my favorite, Crystal. Crystal Meth. That's
like good. Crystal Gale.
Oh. You know, Crystal Chandelier.
Billy Crystal.
William Crystal.
Is there a Champagne Cristal?
Of course.
I'm gonna let you have that one. Right?
Yeah.
Same spelling.
Absolutely.
Thank you. There you have it.
Crystal Knocked.
Uh-huh.
Winner.
It occurred to me.
Well, if it occurred to you, Buzz, that's the difference between someone who's a player and someone who's just a spectator.
I understand.
Congratulations, Mike.
Horrible time in history.
Mm, yes.
And how come you didn't have that one, Rob?
What makes a Nazi?
Well,
how does he get that way?
Whose time? What? Did you say time?
Yeah,
not
for another caller.
He already hung up on the other caller.
Damn good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello, All Caller Show. All callers.
Hi.
All you. Less us.
Yeah, come on.
I'm feeling weird, Mike. I can't feel my heartbeat. I think I'm having a panic attack. Mike.
Yes,
I
what?
Need your
advice. Take an aspirin. Take an aspirin right now.
No, I need to go to the urgent care.
Go to the urgent care. You remember that day.
Drive over the
Mike,
median.
Oh, you're Hispanic
Mike, what
attack.
What am I going to do? This is weird, Mike. This is
just
weird.
Tell them you think you're having a heart attack.
No, I'm going to pull over and call 911.
No, don't do that. There's not time.
And hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air. All Caller Show.
Great. Could I be on the air?
You are on the air, and you may get as much as 60 seconds.
Ooh.
Let's not waste it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Hi there.
How are you?
Ooh. Fine. Your time is a wasting.
I just wanted to say sometimes you just got to say, what the truck.
Okay, darling.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
That was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Go get trucked.
By about five guys.
The whole team.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Ryan from Stockton.
KEC, Ryan.
Hi there. What's happening there, Ryan?
They're doing good. I want to give a shout-out to my brother Randy in Reno. He's doing a show tonight.
Another shout-out.
It's a plug, and we didn't ask how you were doing. Now, we're not going to disqualify you here.
No, no.
But come on, work with us, friend.
I'm trying.
I know. Come on, work with us.
Well, how's everybody doing?
Patience is our middle name today.
Is this David Archuleta?
No, not.
And eventually there just has to be a mercy killing.
Yes. Let him go. Yes or no. Throw him back.
And that's why you and I do such great hospital work.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people don't know this. Mike and I can immediately walk into a room and size up the situation.
Sure.
We don't need to look at a chart.
Nope. No. Nope.
We go into hospitals all over America and we just say, pull the plug,
mm-hmm.
keep him going, pull the plug, keep him going.
You want to talk about, you know, saving on costs as far as, you know, HMOs and all this prepaid stuff. We go in and we save hospitals millions of dollars.
Our HOMO plan kicks everyone else's plan.
Our HOMO plan is regarded very well throughout Europe.
And that's how you met Buzz.
That's true. Because really, they were ready to
pull the plug. They were going to pull the plug.
You know, and I remember Don walking into the room and going, hey.
This one's still breathing.
I was saved like a pet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. All caller show. Hi.
Hey, who's your driver?
Number 20, Tony Stewart.
Number 11, Denny Hamlin.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You guys got tattoos? You got to get that guy in there that's got the big old Indianapolis Colts tattoo on him last year.
Well, it's in this stream of consciousness. You went from who's your driver to a tattoo of the Indianapolis Colts.
And that he's talking about a guy that got tattooed on our show, what, three years ago?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
Now, come on. These
that's
calls?
The fellow whose mother was a janitor.
Jay
Dubs, good memory, Mike. Mm-hmm. Now, come on, this can't be connect the dots time. You've got to help us. These calls cannot be puzzles.
Tie it together.
You mean Justin Johnson?
I don't really have much to tie it together with. I got no ending. I didn't have much time to think.
Okay.
It's like Saturday Night Live, no ending.
I'm glad you remembered that Jay Dubs' mom was a janitor
in Detroit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's the little things.
Hello.
If you're gonna
he said custodial engineer.
If you're going to be a janitor, make it happen in Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hi, you're on the air. Welcome to the all-caller extravaganza.
There we go. Hey, been listening to you for a long time. Don, I want to wish you well in your future endeavors.
Thank you, and, buddy.
Just one question for you, though. Are you going to be doing birthdays and bar mitzvahs?
Yeah.
You are?
Fantastic.
Sure, I'm going to be going out with my... my disc jockey set. I've got
one of those suitcases.
Two turntables.
We'll have a website.
I'll announce it right now. I'm going to be working for Davis DJs.
Congratulations.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. How you doing?
Hello. Hi, what's happening?
Nothing. I was just wanting to tell Mike invite him up to play golf up here at Bully Rock. I work in Bully Rock.
A little cool this weekend, but perhaps sometime this summer.
That'll work.
How far away is it from the immediate metro area?
It's in Harford County, Maryland.
That's far, isn't it?
Yes, about 25 minutes.
Am I being a diva? You guys tell me if I am.
All right.
Would it be too much to ask for transportation, like perhaps air transportation up there?
A jetpack?
A jetpack or a little chopper? Or maybe an ultralight?
Ultralight, but I don't know. You might be a little too heavy for that.
That's what I was thinking, too. You know?
And at that point, I think we should end the conversation.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me.
Yeah.
That was an insult. Well, that's Bully right. Rock can, you know, you can grab my Bully Rock.
Bully Rock?
Bully Rock.
Can kiss my ass.
That's it. I'm not playing golf with you. And I was planning to right up until that insult.
With ye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Marlene Matlin.
Okay.
I like her on the L word.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well,
that's all he had to say.
And that's how we save time.
You know, on the L word, they use subtitles for her.
Yes.
Because it's not that clear.
It helps.
It's not that clear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
I would like to grab your breath.
Hello. Hi there.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Do you think they know that they sound kind of retarded when they talk?
Yes.
Probably she does. Yeah, she's pretty with it.
I just mean, generally speaking, people who are, you know.
Well, maybe not. That's why they sound like that.
I think many of them know.
That Jennifer Beals on that show still holds up.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Couple of women on there.
Hello, Don and Mike. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
What's happening? All caller show. Go.
Hey, I wanted to share a story with you. I was driving to work the other morning, and
very Larry White, like, wasn't it? Sorry about that.
Go.
All caller show. Go.
Quick.
Trying to move it on. Try not to attack the callers.
Have you seen the mommy vans that have the stickers from their child?
Can you pronounce your consonants so we can understand what you just said? One more time, please. S's, T's, nice and sharp.
Have you seen the mommy vans that drive around that have their child school?
Time, sorry, your time's up.
Time's up.
See, mommy vans. He really did improve.
So sorry. Yeah.
Before it was mommy vans.
Not a Mike show. It's the All Caller Show. Hi there.
Hi, just calling to say I love you guys. Bye.
Oh, that's sweet.
Very nice.
Not a great utilization of the 60 seconds, but
that's how we pad our stats, Mike. That's right. Called those are garbage points.
Thank you.
You're late in the game when you're playing against the second stringers. We'll need that later when we get some ass on the phone.
That's right.
And I hope some beautiful ass.
You mean some women?
No, on this show I mean some dumbass.
Oh, dumbass.
Hello.
Man, I hope we get some ass on this show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What's
happening? Come on, Spike. Get that peanut butter.
I feel like we're
intruding.
Get that
peanut butter.
Oh, dear. I'm picturing something very, very nasty.
No, Mike, this man is simply giving his dog some peanut butter on a cracker or on some kind of a...
There is peanut butter, but there is no cracker.
Part of his body.
I heard that guy. Believe me, that's no cracker.
It's a treat.
Skin cracker. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hello. I want to use my 60 seconds to have a dialogue on race.
Right on.
Get Rob Spivak to endorse Barack Obama.
Rob, this caller is asking you to endorse Barack Obama. Rob will now endorse Barack Obama.
Hey, buddy.
Well, I'll take my last 45 seconds to have a dialogue on race.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's go.
Well, why can't white guys use the N-word? And I'm a black guy, and I want to know why.
Because society considers it taboo.
Because most black guys would kick our ass if we said that word.
It's out of societal fear and also, you know, what Don said, fear of getting beaten.
It's perceived as impolite.
And or offensive.
Rob, you really don't have to help in this part. Yeah.
I was invited.
He asked for Rob.
That's true.
Well, that's so... That's
oh, satisfied. Time.
Time's
oh,
up.
Oh, too bad.
I'm glad at least someone engaged us in interesting dialogue.
That was wonderful. And that was a full 60 seconds.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It's the all-caller show.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Buzz. Hello, Rob. Hello, Don.
Hi.
Did you see Larry King? Larry King trying to dance last night with Janet Jackson.
I believe we have I think we got that on tape, don't we, Robbie?
Yes,
we
do. Okay.
Yeah,
we God, I'd love to see that.
Oh my goodness!
You enjoy
talking
it.
About the blind leading the blind.
We got it on tape.
I think that's kind of a slam at Janet Jackson. She can move pretty good.
Not gonna play it. Gonna take calls. What?
Did you hear that Brett Favre was leaving the Packers to go to the Oakland Raiders for Jamarcus Russell? And Manny Ramirez is leaving the Red Sox for...
This is like the type of guy that's just wasting time for everybody.
Yeah, but, you know, I even though I know he's telling lies, Manny Ramirez is leaving for who?
Please.
For the Oakland A's.
Yeah. And who's he? Who's coming to the Red Sox?
Eric Chavez. And Buzz is leaving for the weekend to go...
Yeah.
Oh, ran out of time. We didn't find out where you were going, Buzz.
No, thank goodness.
Hi, Don and Mike show. He's going to WMAL. We just traded Buzz for Chris Korn. For Chris Korn, two dickheads to be announced later.
Chris Korn coming over here. Imagine that. Imagine if it had been broadcasted, you could have trades. Oh, my God. That would
someday,
be fun.
Someday.
We could get traded. We could get traded anywhere in the country.
Hey, listen, this guy, Chris Korn, that got canned today, allegedly, from the Rush Limbaugh station.
Right.
You know, even though you dated my wife before I knew her, and she told me all kinds of awful things about you. You're welcome to call this. And even though for 20 years, Mike and I have just been beating your ass like a drum in the ratings, call us if you want to tell us that the last 5 to 10 years, you just made up that whole thing about being a Republican just to keep your job. Chris Korn, if you want to come clean, do it in this forum right here.
We'd love to give you a voice
we sure
on these airwaves. Sounded like it, well, from what you read, that it might have ended ugly.
Yeah.
Like when they're summarily removed from the website right away.
That's what it said on the DCR TV.
Oh, that's too bad.
I hope he's not driving around suicidally now in his little, he has a little bright yellow, what is this?
Canary yellow, right?
Canary yellow Thunderbird. Ah. And he quite often enjoys tying the matching yellow sweater around his neck. He's one of those cats.
Well, he might want to lay low with the bad news and all.
It's amazing he didn't see it coming. It's almost impossible to sneak up on him.
Perhaps you should invest in a Mini Cooper. It'd still be yellow. I've seen them.
Sure.
It's always sad when someone in our business takes the axe.
It is.
Well, when the good ones go down.
Just the good guys.
When the good guys, you know.
Taken from us too soon.
He'll land on his feet.
Is Bill Trumbull still alive?
Yeah, Bill Trumbull left him long ago.
Left him.
Oh, God.
Left him.
That's the truth. You know that's the truth.
Hello,
Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, Rob. Could you handle having a half black grandchild?
Yes, he says.
He says yes.
He says yes.
He did say yes.
Good. I'm glad.
Good.
Well, that's good. That's a simple, nice sentiment. I like that.
Pass the test.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. And once again, thanks for getting all the jokes.
Yes.
Out there,
peace will guide the planets.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, all caller show.
And love will fill the stars.
Yes, I like to put random objects in my Anushka Shankar.
Your phone dropped out, friend.
Hi, Dynamite Show. We're taking nothing but calls. All calls, your calls, all the time, friends.
All right, good, because I need to know what pinch hitting for Lou Brock means.
I totally missed it.
No, sounds dirty.
We can't tell you what it means. It is a private joke between Rob, I believe between Rob and myself.
Yeah. But you promised when you got close to the end you would tell what it meant.
I can't because it's incredibly, you know what, hold on. Buzz, talk to the guy. I'll tell Mike.
Haven't I heard it?
Let me refresh Mike's memory. Buzz, good. Fill for a moment.
Certainly. Caller, your question again was about what is pinch hitting for Lou Brock? Is that right?
Yeah, Dude Walker used to do a bumper that said, pinch hitting for Lou Brock.
See,
the Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I heard that phrase. I'm with you. I don't know what it means either, but apparently,
you've got to get to the bottom of it.
I will try to get to the bottom of it. I'd never thought to ask about it before, but now you've got my curiosity up.
I want some investigative reporting, Buzz.
Don and Mike have just filled in, or Don and Rob have just filled in Mike on the subject. So,
yep, I knew what it was. I had to be reminded.
I'm sorry I lied about that. That's one that we'll have to...
You'll never hear that, sir.
Go with me.
I guess never, then.
You'll never hear about that.
I wouldn't even put that in a book.
You'd be sued.
I don't think we'd be sued.
No, you wouldn't be sued.
See, that's my way of
guessing. There'd be all kinds of protesting.
Yeah, my way of guessing.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey guys, did you guys hear who was still together even after all the crap between them? Hello.
Yeah.
Sometimes you know when you're really waiting for that. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Your butt cheeks.
Oh, hey, you know that's why we didn't answer the guy because we knew it was coming.
Something awful. Hello, Don and Mike show. Not to be confused with Make Us Laugh, please. Hello, it's open dialogue. It's the caller show. It's all calls. Hello.
Yes, this is your number one fan. Number one fan here. Great job on letting the callers do your job for you. Number one fan. Keep up the good work.
All right, is that the second comedian that we're getting now? Is this the, you know, you go through waves.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of like the red tide coming in right now.
Hopefully this will be a small wave.
And I got news for you. If it's you guys doing the job and it's us not punctuating, this ship has sailed. If you are so small-minded that you think it's easier to spend 4 hours talking to you dumbasses and package it in little 60-second packages, if you think that's easier than doing a regular show, everyone here would change spots just like that.
Thanks so much.
I guess that takes care of my question for you. Can I go home early today?
Not today, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I'm exhausted.
Hello.
Hey, my brothers.
It's the all-caller show.
Hey, my brothers.
Yeah,
It's like taking care of a bunch of ADD retarded kids.
Yeah, who are incontinent.
And I don't want to say retarded kids, because that puts retarded kids in a bad light.
Yeah, absolutely. Retarded kids would be easier to handle.
Yeah.
Retarded like my brother. Kids that had to go like to the Mark Twain school because... You didn't know if he's retarded. It's just everything he did was wrong.
And for the prior two callers, KEC.
Keep eating C.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show, Big Man C.
Hey, my brothers.
BMC.
Hello,
hey, brother.
How are you, old friend?
Greetings.
KBMC, how you doing? Hi there, Donna hey. Mike Show.
KEBMC.
Hey, brother. Hey, brothers.
Yeah, right. Hi there, Donna Mike Show. Once again, listeners doing all the work.
Thank you for your help.
Hi, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, it's the All Caller Show. What's happening with you?
Oh, hey, not too much. Hey, I want to just let you guys know that my kids, you know, when I'm in the car and we're driving around, they're listening. When one of them starts just to act like a, you know, a retard or something like that, instead of saying that, they just look at him now and go, Joe.
Joe.
That's kind of a tribute to our phone screener, Joe Arden.
Do they understand that Joe? Do they understand that Joe equals, you know, tard?
Oh, yeah. They're absolutely fully aware. We're actually trying to get my little 4-year-old to do it, too. So.
Your 4-year-old. So you ride volume control, correct?
Yes. So
I'm curious to know, how did you explain to your kids to say Joe instead of moron or retard?
Well, they listen to the show half the time.
So
they know exactly. They know exactly who you guys are. I mean, my 8-year-old goes around going.
Time. You've been playing that drumbeat for a long time, so I think perhaps a 4-year-old would get it after a while.
Are you flattered, Joe?
I got no bear over here.
Are you flattered?
And I still got the same problem.
He's in the nerve center.
Are you flattered, Joe?
Joe's solving a problem right now.
He's consulting with engineering.
Hi.
Let's see what he's saying.
I just waved at him.
Oh.
We'll probably break in 10 minutes or so, so I will confer with Rob and...
He thinks we're going to break in 10 minutes?
He doesn't know we're talking to him.
He thinks we're going to break in 10 minutes?
You're so serious. Bad.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.